Yo, everybody, welcome to the Clean Life Cast, where healing becomes a movement. I'm your host, Mason Anderson. I'm the CEO and founding member of the Clean Life community. Here with me, I got my good friend, partner, brother, actually, Daniel Tapasula. And he is a leader, mentor, coach, and a light to myself and so many others. In today's episode, we're going to do a deep dive into the things like heart, surrender, determination, perseverance, and grit. Because life has a way of throwing you storms. It's setbacks and seasons of brokenness where it feels like you'll never rise again. But here's what I believe. Brokenness isn't the end. It's actually the beginning of a breakthrough. That's why this conversation really does matter. And I can't think of a better person to unpack it with than my good friend, Daniel. You mentored me and so many others and what it really means to rise again after a struggle. So let me ask you this. How do you define perseverance when life gets you down?
Damn, there's so many ways to unpack that, and there's so many life events that happen to define this. But for me, most recently, perseverance to me was a long road. It was a long, hard road to take. There's times where I couldn't do it myself. There's times where I had to do it by myself. But perseverance to me is the never giving up. Like, no matter what it takes. In my addiction, I wasn't one that sat around and pouted about never having drugs, never having alcohol. I got up and made it happen. My homie Todd Sylvester said, if you apply a percentage of your addiction into your recovery, you'd be successful. And I'm one of those all-in guys. Like, I tested the waters and started liking what I was hearing about being a good guy. I started liking being honest and not having to worry about who I told what to because I only told one story. And perseverance to me was just keep going. Like, no matter what it takes. In my addiction, I did whatever it took to get drugs. Right. And so now I apply that mindset to my recovery and use the same instinct, use the same compassion of getting drugs to my recovery. And no matter what it takes, I'm not going to stop living the way I am now, because the way I am now, I have so much joy and happiness because of perseverance, right? Because of never giving up.
I love that, bro. It's like it's never giving. It's like it's not that you're not going to fall, or it's not that it's not going to be hard. It's that, like, you choose to get up anyway and to push through when it matters. I think that, like, when I think back to, like, my real struggle in this situation, like, when I was going through the hard times, there was days that I thought, like, I'm never going to make it out of this situation. Like, I don't have the what it takes. I don't have the heart, intuition or the guidance to make it through the struggle. And then when the thing started to shift, I think that, like you said, Todd was a huge influence in both of our lives, but something that when he told me, like, you're not broken, and he looked at me dead in my eyes that first day, it didn't register, because I was like, of course I'm broken. Of course I've done all these horrible things. Of course I struggle. If I wasn't broken, then I wouldn't be in this situation, you know? Yeah. But then, like, when I started to really, like, go back to my room and I laid down and I started thinking about it, and it's like, I'm not broken. Like, I have everything that everybody else has. I have the same soul. I have the work. I can make it happen. And so then I went back and I started looking through, like, my journals, and I started reading, like, what my goals were, even through my struggle. And, like, my goals now, nothing's really changed. You know, like, the only difference is, like, I have that grit, that dog inside me that's never going to quit, dude. I'm not going to, there's not an option of, like, losing. Or something that you told me, actually, when I was in treatment was that, maybe you can explain it better, but about the obstacles, not, you know, the obstacles, not the end.
It's like, yeah, it's not, right? Like, you're saying, what was it? Like, there was tough times where it felt like you're going to give up, right? Like, those are the things that define us, right? When you run into a brick wall, you can either stop and say, this wall's too big. In my addiction, I made sure I either drilled a hole, busted it down, climbed over it, went around it, right? But it's those tough times that define us who we are. Tom Brady did an interview, and he was talking to this interviewer, and the guy said, great win today. Tell us about the win. And he was like, no, you want to know about me? Ask me about my loss. And it's not about the loss. It's what I did on the other side of the loss that makes me who I am, right? That perseverance, going back to perseverance, is like especially in recovery, we're going to face so many hard times. You were talking about mindset change, where Todd said you wasn't broken. Like, that's so hard to believe when you first get into trying to change this mindset that we put in ourselves for years and years and years. So trying to change this mindset from I'm broken, nothing about me is right, I can't do anything right, I don't have any value, I'm not worth anything, to go from that mindset that, I don't know, but I believed about me for so long to be true, and to have to come into a place to where they say that Todd told me the same thing, you're not broken, was the first thought that came to my head was BS. Like, no, like, you don't know me. I am broken. And same thing with you. I fought it tooth and nail. And I was like, if you knew me, you'd know I was broken. But sitting over there and having people tell me that I wasn't and showing me proof, that's the thing that helped me get through obstacles, get through all these walls that I built myself. Like, I put all these barriers in the way for me to be successful, for me to be happy, and for them to have been around so many people that actually care, just to care, help me break these walls down. That's the way I was able to change their mindset. But yeah, according to, like, listening to Tom Brady, these hard times or these walls that we face, how we get around those or how we get through those is the thing that makes us who we are. Like, when we win, right? Nelson Mandela said, I never lose, I win or I learn. So I changed all my L's from losses to learning opportunities, right? One different way from, you learn a different way of not failing, right? So now you can either be successful or learn again. But if you never learn from any experience you went through, you're just wasting time. So try and find something to learn from anything you go through. And that's the walls. That's the obstacles that we face that make us who we are. And that, to me, is the definition of perseverance, right?
Right.
Like, you don't just go over there and stop and give up.
And I think that, like, that pertains to, like, personal relationships, recovery, business. Yeah. Like, it's like in that same mindset, it's like that's how flourishing happens. Like, I think about, like, my business opportunities that I had in the past to try to create business, and I was struggling really hard through it. And I remember thinking, this is too hard, you know, like, yeah, this is too much. I didn't go to school for it, or I didn't learn enough, whatever it may be. But then it comes full circle, because those same skills that I struggled through in the beginning are the same skills that I used to create Clean Life Community.
Yeah.
And it's like, just, it was rebranded and repackaged and refocused. And now it's so much easier because I've built that strength inside me that's, like, a little bit stronger. And yeah, then each time that I do it, it gets a little bit stronger, a little bit better. And it's never perfect, bro. Like, this life is a struggle at times. And then there's the other side of it where there's a beauty in it that's, like, so worth that struggle. And then, like you were saying with it, those hard things that we go through and the struggles that we really have to persevere through are what build our character, what build our mindset, will build the person that we want to become. It's like, that's why I truly, when I pray to my God, it's like I pray for, like, the ability to learn from that, from, yeah, the hard shit that I go through. Sorry.
Yeah. No, everything we go through is we feel the opposite before we gain what we need. Right. Like, in order to get strong, you will feel weak trying to do these things until you do it. Then you'll be like, man, I am strong. Before you learn something new, you'll feel dumb because it's something new. And then when you learn it, it's like, damn, I'm capable, right? Before you can love, you got to know what broken heart is, and then be like, okay, I understand love truly now. Like, there's all these things that we do. I feel like we feel the opposite of what it is in order to attain the full meaning of what it should be. And I love that. Like,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's good. And then when you're talking about you haven't gone to school, I heard this story about this fisherman. There's these two fishermen, right? There's the first fisherman said, I want to learn how to fish. I need to go buy this dope pole. I need to go buy this bad pole, like the best fishing pole. I need to go and hire me a coach. And in about 6 months, I'll be a professional fisherman. And so he went off on that journey. This other guy said, I want to be a fisherman. So he went and got a stick, got a string, grabbed a hot dog, went to a lake and started fishing. First day, no bites. He said, maybe I need to change my spot. So he changed his spot. And the second day he got to a different spot, got a couple bites. And he was like, maybe it's the bait. So the third day he put on bread and then he caught a couple fish. Well, he goes on this and within 3 days he made 3 changes to be better at being a fisherman. By the time 6 months is done, the second fisherman was like, got all this fish together, put together a restaurant that made what specialized in fish that he caught from this lake. The first fisherman came to the same lake, and by the time he got there, the lake was drained of fish, right?
Let's go, bro.
And it's about, to me, that story is about starting, just start and make adjustments as you go, which is what we're doing here. We're learning on our way.
That's right.
You've done a lot within this almost 18 months of your life compared to me and my homies used to call it milling, like running all day, getting nowhere, treadmilling, like, yeah. right? Like in my addiction, sorry for keep bringing up addiction, but that's the most recent thing I've been through. But I feel like this can relate to anything. We used to call it milling, like you're busy all day doing nothing, accomplishing nothing. For me, I hit 2 years in March. And then this last 2 years, the gain I've gained for myself, like the things I've accomplished for me, has been a lot more than I've gained. I'm 50 years old now than the other 48, you know? Like I've gained a bunch of important stuff along the way, but the growth, the love, the compassion, everything I've gained this last 2 years have been way more great than my entire life. And I love it. And I feel like this can apply to anything you go through, not just for addicts, but for like what you were saying, business or relationship, you know, like yeah. just the mind, because it comes down to the mindset of it.
Right. And then that's really what it comes down to, like the spirit of it, the mindset of it, and like the work that you're willing to put in. Because like none of it's going to be like come naturally until you do it enough times.
Yeah.
That's like what we're, like you said, with this podcast, like to be completely transparent, we're winging it, you know, we're doing our best and it's going great. And I'm super grateful that we have the opportunity to work through it. You know, like I'm grateful for the people that will come and hear it and that will understand that like, this is the beginning of something great. You know, this is the beginning of something that we're building and this is what it takes. Like this is in real time, us just putting our nose to it and just pushing through, you know?
We're the second fisherman.
Yeah, we're the second fisherman.
Yeah.
So I really love that, bro, and I appreciate that. Like, something that was great for me. I'm really grateful I got to hear that. Something that I'm really excited to talk to you about, because I know from like in throughout our process and everything, this word has been like a huge part of your recovery. And so I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it. But like a lot of people hear like grit and determination and stuff. And they think that it means being like tough all the time and being like the one that just powers through. But you've taught me about surrender and it's actually and like the process of surrendering and releasing and becoming the person you're really meant to be. So what does that look like in real life for you?
That's my favorite word. Like when I first heard surrender up at Wasatch Recovery, I heard it in a different way. The way they explained what surrender is up there before I heard it up there, the only time I heard it was surrender with your hands up. And so when I heard it in my recovery journey, I was like, I don't like this word. It means to give up. It means to like, it means you're in trouble. It means everything I've done up until that word came along, I was doing everything wrong or bad. But the way I understood it up there was like, surrender these barriers that you put up for yourself, surrender your ego, surrender all these things, right? Along with surrender, the other line that came with it was my best thinking got me here. And if my best thinking got me to there, why should I keep thinking the same? So I had to surrender everything that I knew was a good idea or was the best for me. And to listen to people that knew better, listen to people that our professionals, listen to Todd Sylvester, Wendy McCarter, Ashley, so much more people. And it was hard. It's hard to not be, because if they knew who I thought I was, they would understand me, right? Like I knew everything. I knew everything. They couldn't teach me nothing new. And to have to put my ego in check, to have to really understand that I don't know everything and that, and to surrender some trust to these people, surrender has helped me get so much further than I thought I ever could. Like, I love the word surrender because it means not giving up, but the refusal to give up. There's this old movie in the line of the, one of the lines in this old movie, they used to say, never give up, never surrender. And I've changed it to fit me. And I said, never give up by surrendering. Surrender your pride, surrender your ego, surrender all these things that you think are good for you. Put them at the door. You know, like if you're in a spot where everything you've done has got you nowhere, surrender those things and try something different. And to me, that's what surrender, like everything I thought was a good idea, I started doing the opposite. And that's what surrender meant to me. And now I'm here.
Right. And that's like, I think that that's awesome. And I think that another piece to that for myself and my journey was like surrendering to like, for me, it's God, but like to whatever that force is out there that's like, guides you. You know what I mean? Like if you really can just release and not think that you have to know it all or do it all or really all you got to do is be the best person you can be, go inward and heal. And then all of a sudden things start to align because you surrendered to whatever the process is or whatever the existence looks like.
Like commit to the process, right?
Right.
And surrendering to God too, like understanding whatever your higher power is. It just meant for me, it meant try something different,
you know, that, bro.
And listening to people that knew more than me. I heard this quote that said, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Get into the room where you need it, where you're able to learn some stuff. And that's where I ended up.
Right, bro. Yeah. And that's really how the growth happens, is just getting around the right community of people.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple of directions I wanted to go after this, but I think that's a good place to go into, like, community and connection. And so, like, I guess for myself, like, I'm a more of a secluded type person. I'm very, like, outgoing and extrovert, but I also like to do a lot of things on my own. And so that's something that going through this process has really taught me, is that, like, we're better in numbers. Like, we're better when I have good people around me, when I have connections that really mean something to me, and that, like, that gives me that motivation to go out and do the work, because I'm like, you know what? I want it for me. I want it for my people. I want it for my friends. I want it for life, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think about community?
Community is, like, a big piece, right? And it's crazy to say big piece, because if you put all the pieces together, everything is just a piece.
It's just one thing always.
Yeah, like if you divide it to all these important things. Anyways, community is really important to me. Al Capone said, be careful who you call your friends. You'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies. And I feel like my whole life up until I got to Wasatch was, I was surrounded by pennies, right? I was surrounded by people that was only interested in me because I had a spot to kick it at. Dope in my pocket, alcohol on the table. Where now I'm surrounded by people that just want to be around me just because of me. I heard this, I forgot who said it, but they said, I've learned that through my connections, I'm able to be better, right? Like if Mason is my only friend, it doubles my fun. Whenever I go have fun, I double the fun. But whenever I'm going through pain, I divide that pain. So it's not overwhelming to me. Like I have somebody that will endure my pain with me, right? Now, if I add a third person, I triple the fun, but I also split my pain three ways. But that's the kind of community I choose to surround myself with. Coming through this process, I've learned that I don't have to settle for anybody that walks through the door, right? I get to draft pick the people I want around me, right? Like I've heard people say, tell me five of your friends, I'll tell you who you are. Well, the five people that you'll meet, I got to pick to be in my life. And they also pick me back, because like, whatever I can offer them, they can offer me the same back, and sometimes more of one thing, and I can offer more of something else. And that's what community is to me. You don't just settle for any randoms that walk through the door, right? Like I choose to be around somebody like Mason. Look at him. He started this whole thing. Why wouldn't I want to be around somebody like him? Because if I'm around him, I can also achieve the same things that he's achieved. He's a really smart dude, and I get to kick it with him and call him my friend. So lucky. I'm so lucky to be around people like Mason. I have a good community around me, and that's what keeps me strong. Being around people like this, the thought of relapsing, the thought of using or numbing out never crosses my mind when I'm around solid people. And that's what community is to me.
I love that so much, yeah. Man. I think that's so powerful, and everything that you said like really does hit home, you know, because it's huge that we can share the pain, like you said, like share that pain together. And when we come together as like a collective, as like to get a mission or do service or to do something, it's like it makes it so much easier when you have this. If you didn't come into my life at the time and we didn't start talking about doing this podcast, I don't think that it ever would have popped off. You know, I needed that support by who you are as a person and the things that you do for my soul.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it's like, it makes it easy. It makes it like no longer a fear. It's like, let's get it, because this is going to be amazing for us, you know?
Yeah.
And for other people.
I've learned that like being around people that I like and have fun with, when it comes time to go to work, it never feels like work. It always feels like I'm kicking it with a homie. Opportunity to chop it up or just clown around. It never seems like work when I'm around people. Like, we go do service, right? Like, outreach with Cherise. You do your outreach. It never feels like anything that I'm dreading. It always feels like, oh, I get to go hang out with these and be of service to other people. And that's what I feel like the importance of having a community that you pick to be around you. Don't just settle for any randoms that walk through your door, you know? I love my community.
I think that, like, well, the last thing that I want to talk about is service. And I want to point out, like, so, like, we do outreach, and we do go out and do things for the community, and we do, like, I do serve in my church and things like that. But something that I think that's overlooked a lot is the amount of service that you do for the people that are struggling, the people that do need your light and do need your guidance and mentorship, because like without you, without, you know, Gabe, there's a good amount of people, but without you guys showing up in that treatment center as the people that I looked up to and was like, they did it, I could do it. Like without that, Dalton was one. It's like without those people showing up for me like that, I don't think that I would have took the steps that I did and get put on the trajectory that I went on. So it's like, that's true service in action in everyday life.
Yeah, I like it. Like I love being of service, which is crazy because like I work up at Wasatch now and that's not part of the job to sit around and chop it up with clients, you know, just talk. And it makes me feel good because it reminds me of where I've been, right? Like that's one of the things that makes it more relatable is because when you came through, I'm somebody that's been through the same thing as you, you know? And I feel like that's what a lot of the clients see in me is somebody just like them, right? Like I remember sitting in alumni, our AA meeting, seeing people pick up 1 year felt like a lie to me. Like I couldn't even stack up a couple of days and this person put 365 days together. But then listening to them talk and understanding who they are by them sharing when they picked up their chip, I was like, well, if that person is just like me and has been through the same things similar things that I've been through, then I felt just like you, bro. Like they can do it, man. I might be able to reach it. I might be able to get there. You know, seeing other people that's got basically similar patterns in their life, like I've been through. Like I don't know. And Todd says it all the time. If you want more of it, give it away, right? Like I got so much love and so much compassion for people that's been through because I've had people give me compassion and show me empathy and love with expecting nothing in return, right? They set the bar for me. And so if you like anything about me, man, there's a bunch of people you got to thank that showed me how to do it too.
Right, bro. That's kind of how it always works.
You know, like self-made, yeah, but definitely inspired by a bunch of people to be able to be here right now.
Right. Inspired, supported, loved, guided, protected.
And expected nothing in return for their inspiration, for their love, their protection. All of these things was done just to help me get to where I'm at right now. So because of the examples and standard that was left before me, that made me understand that, okay, everybody behind me is going to get the same love, same compassion, same protection, same empathy, same gratitude, you know, everything. Like everything I've been given, I'm going to give it away. And I've got so much of it because I keep giving it away, you know?
And that's how we make a world a better place. You know what I mean? If each person that comes in learns that mentality, that like their job is to learn, grow, and get into the position to be able to turn around and help the next person. And then that's how this community is going to grow into something that's true healing, like where healing becomes a movement.
Yeah.
You know, it is becoming a movement. Like things are growing in an amazing way spiritually, in recovery. Our recovery communities are massive out here. Like people get together, it's like, that we have a strong army of people in recovery and that are really trying to heal themselves and work at like becoming better people. Yeah. And I think that like, as that community grows, it just multiplies and multiplies and multiplies into something that's going to be, that is already beautiful, but is going to be like unbelievable.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah. And I'm just glad that we can be part of it, part of the solution, part of the work, you know, part of the service and part of like doing things like this just strictly to help the next person, you know?
Yeah, just leave. Like before I got up to Wasatch, a lot of doors was closed behind people because they wanted to keep everything for themselves. And the things I've learned and been taught has shown me that every door I've go through, leave it open for the next person. Do the next right thing. And for me, the biggest, rightest thing for me to do was leave doors open so whoever came through would understand, okay, this is the way. If you want to go where I'm going, this is the way. There's other doors I've opened it up and they were dope too, but I didn't go through those doors. You know, like just help people, just be of service to people. Do the next right thing. Be part of the solution, right? And this world will definitely be a better place.
Right. I'm super grateful for that. I think the something that popped up in my head when you're talking about that is like the, I don't know how this will play in, but like generational, you know, growth, you know, like as I see the people that are coming up behind me, how much I learn from them just by being in the position I am to be able to help, like see from the gate, from when they first come in to like the people that have already been past where I am in my recovery. And I can see like, oh, that's where I want to go. And I love that we have that ability to like generational gap in what we're trying to do. And I think that, like, healing wise, my favorite part about being in Clean Life community or being part of Wasatch or being part of a sober community in general or just life. But it's like, I love the fact that, like, I don't got to do anything but be authentic and be my true self.
Yeah.
And then I can see that. I remember when I thought that I had no hope or that I was hopeless and that this was never going to work for me and that I was just going to be in and out of prison my whole life or in and out of treatment my whole life. And I was like, do I want to keep even on this path of living? And the fact that I know that I was in that state, there was nobody around me, not my mom, not nobody thought that I was going to make it out at a time. You know, at one point or another, people were like, he's probably never going to change. And so the fact that I was that broken and defeated and I made it to where I am gives me hope in other people. You know, I start seeing the people that are really struggling. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot of work. But if I could do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's like the most, like, it sounds like the most cheesiest line, but when I look at things that I've been through, and I'm not saying I've been through the worst things or I'm better than anybody else, nothing like that. But if you understood what I went through, if I can do it, man, I promise anybody can do it. It takes some work. It definitely takes some work, but it's possible. Like, we're proof that it's possible. Mason's almost at 18 months. I'm a little bit over 2 years.
Actually, our year marks are on in the same week. Yeah. So my 1 year was his 2 year.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
But it's possible, you know, like, and you don't have to go through it on your own. Find some people, probably hit us up on social media or something.
Clean Life community everywhere. Clean Life
community, yeah. Like, there's help out there. I didn't know how to look for help. I had to go find some homies. They found a way for me to help. And sometimes the test is asking for help. You know, if you can't find it on your own, put some ego on the side and it's possible.
I think that's like it. It's like, don't, like, maybe go find people. Go find some people. Find a therapist if that's what you need. Like, I feel like if I was the president of the United States and I can make people do something, it would be that every single person has to have a therapist.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has to go to get some type of mental help, because you think about it, like, one of the greatest blessings about being in recovery is that I got a lot of time to go sit without no outside anything to think about myself and to think about what it is I struggle with, think about what it is I care about, think about, like, a lot of things that people just put on the back burner and go to work, you know?
Yeah.
And those things changed who I was, because now I have a strong foundation of who it is I am and who I want to be. And I think that if everybody could take some time out of their busy lives to, like, really look into those things, it changes the whole trajectory. Like, when I think about, I keep going back to business because I'm really, like, involved in, like, a lot of business things right now. But when I think about the path that it took for that, is like, I had to build a system that worked, because when I was just trying to grind it out and trying to just do the next thing and just push, it was working, but only to an extent, and it was burning me out. What had to happen is I had to, like, step back and think, okay, I need a structure. I need I need management. I need to, like, build a team of people. I need to be able to lead in those ways. And it made life so much more fluent and easy to go through, you know?
Yeah, that's so dope.
Yeah. Well, I love you, brother, and I'm super grateful that this is a thing. Like, you know, truly, this is a blessing for me and hopefully for other people. And I'm so excited to see where this goes, bro.
Yeah, wherever it goes.
Yeah.
Wherever it goes.
I love you.
I love you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We'll see you guys next week. Actually, we're going to batch a few episodes so that we can get these things rolling.
Yeah.
So let's go. Me and Daniel are going to be putting in some work.
Be part of the solution. Let's go.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.